I don't know if anybody remembers that one, but that's the Yankees winning the American League East on a walk-off home run by Bernie Williams. Obviously, you hear John Sterling with the call. John is returning tonight for Yankees Orioles. But here's what's so crazy about that. Sean, you're a diehard Yankee fan.
Damn,
do you remember Bernie Williams hitting a walk-off to win the American League East?
Not at all. In the plethora of Bernie Williams' big hits, that one doesn't even register.
If you had to guess the year of what season. Now, the Yankees won a ton of divisions, Tiki. That's why this is so difficult.
Right.
Like, they literally won. I'll list them off just so you have an idea. 96, 98, 99, 2000, 01, 02, 03, 04, 05, 06 of that era. So those are your options, right?
Yeah.
Which of those years do you think Bernie did that?
96.
It is not 1996.
That was going to be my guess.
The answer is 2004. And
well,
I'm
that's
not,
why we wiped.
Bro, I'm not trying to be a jerk. I think that that clincher almost becomes like, I don't want to talk about that. Like, I don't want to talk about that. Because obviously, you think about the way the season ended. Now, clinching a division has nothing to do with what then happens a few weeks later in the postseason. But yeah, Bernie Williams hit a walk-off home run in the bottom of the ninth inning against the Minnesota Twins of all teams.
Stunner.
To win the American League East back in 2004.
Poor Bernie. Can't even remember that moment. Not in 2004.
You've got plenty of other moments to remember.
Because it was
sure.
The division.
Yeah.
Right.
It wasn't like a series or a playoff series. It was just the division.
Division.
And so, it was kind of like, of course we won the division back then.
And I think that's the great point here. So the Yankees won so many divisions. Starting in 98, they won every American League East until 2006. Think about how many divisions in a row that is. I actually have to count that. 98, 99, 2000, 01, 02, 03, 04, 05, 06. Nine straight. Nine straight. And so winning the division during those years became, yeah, whatever, we won the AL East. Like, not a big deal. I do think it's a little bit more special tonight because the Yankees winning the division tonight or tomorrow, whenever they clinch the American League East, will be the third division championship they've won in the last 11 years. It's not a lot.
Right. And it gets you a step closer to the number one overall seed.
Yes, which they're destined to get as well. They've got a 3-game lead on Cleveland.
You know how I know tonight is more special? Because before I even came in this office today, as I'm on the train riding, I said to myself, you know what I'm getting myself tomorrow? AL East Championship t-shirt and hat.
Are you really?
It means a little more. Let's go. Let's get the gear.
Right,
the positive vibes like I was a kid.
It's
yes,
not like,
I'm
I don't remember those 90s years or 2000s years all bunched together. Was that 4, 5, 6, 7? Wait, what was that?
Yeah, right. They do get confusing when you have so many. I'm surprised you're a kind of guy that would buy that.
I hadn't been for a long time, but I'm appreciating the small things with how run down our sports have been, and I'm appreciating this division tonight.
But it's not that the three division championships in 2019, 2022, and now 2024 is something to sneeze at, but for them and for your history, it's not that many when you won nine straight in the early 2000s.
And if we're being honest, I can't go through this whole 162-game season saying things feel different, the league is wide open. I think buying a t-shirt tomorrow adds a little optimism to the postseason run, too.
Would you make fun of me if I bought a Mets wild card shirt, or is that okay?
Well, no, because they've changed it because they know people are embarrassed. It just says Mets postseason.
Yeah,
now.
No, it says bring October or whatever slogan they want to use.
Enjoy it.
So
what's
here's
wrong with the wild card? It's your way in.
You can't hang a wild card banner.
So the Mets, I've been thinking about this. I had a discussion with my buddy the other day. So the Mets have a banner at Citi Field. It's one banner that says wild card. And it's got all the years that they've won a wild card where...
Won or got to?
Won a wild card.
Okay.
They got a wild card
right,
spot.
Because it was before the series. Got
it. So it even includes 2016, which to me shouldn't even count. They were in the wild card game. They lost.
Yeah.
But it includes every year they were a wild card, and it's one banner, which I think I'm okay with. I didn't like it if it was individual banners, but because it's only one banner, I have no problem with it. And if you look at the banner, it's got no room for another. So I said to my buddy, I said, Dennis, let me ask you a question. If the Mets win a wild card spot, they got to get a new one. They got to create a new banner.
Or they just extend that one.
Nah, they can't. I'm trying. If you look at it, there's no room. They just can't do it. Mm. What do they do with the banner? I'd like to buy it. The banner.
Uh-huh.
I would take the banner in my backyard and just hang it up. Is there something wrong with that? Tiki has the most disgusted look.
Besides everything? No, nothing.
I mean, if you're going to go get it signed by all the principals from that team, I think it would be really cool. Those teams.
Yeah, it's a lot
say.
Of teams, yeah.
But, no, man.
No?
It's just corny.
Why is it corny? Because it's only the wild card?
Well, if it's not, people are going to think that you just had it commissioned. That you just got it done yourself.
They wouldn't think it flew above Citi Field?
No, not at all. Because I don't even, I mean, how many people notice that?
Oh, I think you notice it when you're in the ballpark. It's right next to the NL East banners, the championship banners. And by the way, it's a hard banner. Like, it's not something that waves in the air.
Yeah.
But my pal's first response to me was, it's too big. What the hell are you going to do with it?
And
that
too.
I said, I put it in my backyard. And then his follow-up was, how are you getting it to your backyard? It's monstrous. It's like 20 feet big. What are you going to rent a truck?
Yeah, you rent the Lowe's or Home Depot truck. Right. Drive it up there.
But that's the problem with it not being an actual banner also.
Yeah, you can't fold it up.
Yeah.
Mm. But it lasts longer.
So if the Mets are interested, I'm willing to offer you a couple hundred dollars. I give you a couple hundred bucks for that thing.
A couple hundred?
Yeah. What should I bet?
I think probably costs like $5,000.
I can't do $5,000. I'm sorry. That's just
I mean, just for them to recoup their cost.
How about I give you $600 and I'll buy an extra season ticket next year?
You can't even get over the Verrazano Bridge with a yearly pass for $600. You want a piece of Citi Field for that? You got to go higher.
Would you want that?
Yeah, right, because that is a piece of Citi Field.
It is a piece of Citi Field.
I live in a small apartment in Kew Gardens. It's lucky I can fit in there with my wife. What am I going to do with this banner? Now, can we fit it in our studio?
I think we can.
Because we have the A-Rod banner. We have the Jet thing. We have no Mets stuff in there.
Yeah. I think we can. I think the problem is it's the wild card. And I could see people looking at this like
why are you celebrating the wild card?
Celebrating not finishing in first.
Yes.
Right.
And it's not even winning the wild card. It's just getting to the wild card.
Yeah, it's getting a wild card. And by the way, they now hand out three of them as opposed to one of them in 1999. Well, I'll keep you posted if I get the banner. Here's the updated forecast for Atlanta. Tonight looks okay. The weather tonight for first pitch is 85 degrees. 15% chance of rain, so really no threat. It should be a fine night.
Doubleheader tonight.
Starting on Wednesday afternoon, beginning at 1 o'clock.
It's too late.
Yeah, I think it is.
Hey, we got to play in an hour, guys. Can you get ready?
Yeah, all right, we're good. Let's go.
Wednesday at 1 o'clock, there's a 90% chance of rain, and that number stays in the 90s until 11 o'clock at night where it drops to 65% and then back into the 90s during the overnight.
Wow.
So Wednesday looks very bad. Thursday you could forget about. Starting at noon, there's a 100% chance of rain. And that lasts all night long, deep into Friday. It will not stop raining in Atlanta until late Friday afternoon. So
you're basically getting most of the day Wednesday.
Yes.
All day Thursday into Friday.
Yes. It feels as if Major League Baseball did not have a lot of foresight on this.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be too reactionary to a forecast. Forecasts can change. But if you wanted to be ultra conservative about this, they had an off day yesterday, both the Mets and the Braves. They could have played yesterday. They could have played two yesterday. They didn't do that. They're going to play one game today. They could have scheduled a doubleheader today. They have not done that. So they're going to get one game in, and based on this forecast, Tiki, that's all they're getting in.
Right, and they're not leaving. So they have a homestand with the Royals coming in Friday.
That's their problem.
I understand that.
No, it's our problem too.
But there's no room.
Yeah, it looks like Friday is going to be okay, so I think they'll get the games in against Kansas City.
I'm just saying, there's no room for the Mets.
No, there is no room for the Mets. So one of the options would have been to play a doubleheader on Wednesday. That's been talked about a lot. Keith Hernandez brought that up this morning with Boomer and Geo. It doesn't feel realistic based on the weather. It feels like Wednesday is going to be bad, too. So the other option is Monday, the day after the season ends. Mm. The problem with Monday is that whether it's the Mets or the Braves or anybody, the playoffs start the next day.
Yeah.
And there's a really good chance that the playoffs starting the next day would be in San Diego.
Right, and if you're playing that game on Monday, it's because it means something.
Right.
And so you're likely you're compromising your rotation.
Well, the rotation's going to be screwed either way.
Right.
Unfortunately, these rain decisions, like Sean yesterday said, play the doubleheader Wednesday. You did bring that up early on. I didn't like it based on what it does to Atlanta and the Mets when it comes to pitching, but I also get, you know, what other option do you have? If Wednesday and Thursday are not an option, I have a brilliant idea.
Which is?
And Major League Baseball listens. I know that they do. And so I don't even need credit. If you want to run with this idea, I will give it to you. The National Football League takes bad situations and they make them great. That's what they do.
All right.
The NFL could be met with a snowstorm. They'll make it somehow bigger and better.
I say, yes, great-ish.
Great-ish. Yeah, it's not perfect, but
great-ish. It's not perfect for... I know where you're going, and it's not perfect for the home team.
Not perfect for the home team, but they make it a TV event where most people are like, hey, that ended up working out. That's kind of fun. So I have an idea that will work out for Major League Baseball if they have the guts. The Mets play the Brewers this weekend. They play Friday, they play Saturday, they play Sunday. Well, what I would do is say Sunday's game is canceled. You're going to play a doubleheader on Saturday. Mm. I would tell the Atlanta Braves and the Kansas City Royals, you're going to play a doubleheader on Saturday as well. So the Royals get their games in. Those games clearly matter to them. The Brewers get their games in. They actually get to finish the regular season a day early. And then on Sunday, you ship the Mets back to Atlanta to play a primetime, standalone, nationally televised, mega two games, Mets-Braves, for it all. You turn it into an event. The inconvenience for the Royals? Sorry. Like, well, I apologize. So the Royals have to play a doubleheader. Well, guess what?
Then you're going
to
get screaming from the Midwest, the East Coast bias that we always hear.
Right, and the Royals are playing for a playoff spot. They shouldn't be punished because of Atlanta weather.
Right. Why? I mean, everyone has to get punished. Everyone gets punished.
No, they don't.
Okay,
this is a Met-Brave problem,
so
not a Royal problem.
Why should the San Diego Padres be given preferential treatment by hosting a team that had to play potentially two games on Monday? Why are you giving bias to the Padres?
Because you had all season to earn home field and get up there. The Padres got up there, and they're going to earn the four seed. The Mets had all season to figure this out.
No, they didn't have all season to figure this out.
Well, the Padres did.
But you want the playoffs on an even field. Like,
I agree with you. There's no perfect solution, but punishing another team that's fighting, it'd be one thing if they weren't playing for anything. The Royals are fighting to get in the postseason. The idea that they need to uproot and play a doubleheader to accommodate the Mets and Braves is absurd.
Why is it absurd?
It's not absurd for the Brewers. What do you mean? If you were a Royal fan today and you're hearing this going on,
it sucks, man.
I'm fighting for my life, and now I need to figure this out on a doubleheader for a series that has nothing to do with me?
I agree that the Royals wouldn't like it, but I think what you're doing is best for business. What you're doing is best for baseball. Yeah, it sucks that the Royals would have to play a doubleheader on Saturday, but the inconvenience for everybody and the impact it has on the postseason by telling two teams you have to play on Monday, potentially a doubleheader with the playoffs starting on Tuesday. Now, the other idea, which Major League Baseball could also take, is fine, don't do my idea. The Mets or the Braves should not start their postseason series on Tuesday.
Right.
It should be pushed back to Wednesday.
And in game three, if you need it for either team, is a Friday, which was an off day.
Off day, right. Friday for everybody anyway. The way the playoff schedule works is Tuesday, Wednesday, if necessary, Thursday. No one plays Friday, right? So you can go Wednesday, Thursday. If you need Friday, it's a built-in off day.
Right.
Maybe you don't need Friday. Maybe that series ends in two. In fact, most postseason wild card series have ended in two. So I think there are creative ways to do this. Besides just saying, I guess we're going to play two games on Monday.
Right.
And also, what do you say to the Brewer fan that goes to every last game of the year? Now, they got to uproot and go on a Saturday?
Yeah. Well, it's also
that happens, though.
Right. There's also, to your point about for Atlanta and for the Mets, if they're on the East Coast, that turnaround is quick.
Very.
You're now going, likely, maybe not, who knows, depending on the finishing, you're going either halfway or all the way across the country.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
You're either going to Milwaukee, Arizona, or San Diego. Those are the options of where you're going in all likelihood. And none of these situations are good. Like, I'm not telling you this is amazing. I'm trying to make the best of a really bad scenario because the weather's telling you they're not playing.
But it also makes a competitive disadvantage.
For whom?
For whoever has to travel now after playing on a Monday.
That's why you tell the Kansas City Royals and the Milwaukee Brewers we're making a slight change.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not.
Honestly, that makes the most sense because, yes, I know it's a regular season crunch or clutch type of situation, but you had, as Sean said, you had 162 games to position yourself in the right spot.
Yeah. Well, you
now you can't compromise or disadvantage a team in the postseason because that's more unfair.
I agree. And Sean said, the Mets could have figured this out. How about the Royals not losing eight in a row and collapsing? How about that? Why don't we bring that up?
Again,
or do we not care?
Again,
seven in a row,
I do care. Their schedule was set. You shouldn't uproot somebody else's schedule to accommodate two other teams. It's just the luck of the draw.
For the good of the game, you should. And think about how that works out for everybody. Again, it's baseball creating a bad situation and making it better. Sunday night, after all those 3 o'clock games are done, you could have a standalone showdown, NFL style, potentially for a playoff spot. I mean, who loses in that?
Nobody.
That's a win. Even though the Sunday night NFL game is very good.
Very good.
Buffalo, Baltimore, which will be locked or not. It's a tough spot for Major League Baseball.
And the rain on Monday.
Yeah, and then you mentioned it. Well, I'm not getting crazy about rain on Monday.
It's 6 days out, but could you imagine having a doubleheader schedule? Then it pours all day Monday?
No, it's a negative. There's one other alternative, which baseball could take advantage of, to Sean's point of not inconveniencing the Royals or Tiki not playing on Monday, and that is organizing a neutral site for Wednesday and Thursday for the Mets and Braves to play. And yes, that sucks for Braves fans. I would hate it as a Met fan if I lost the games, but there's no great option.
Yeah, but neutral site like where?
Milwaukee. They're not home until Friday. Travel-wise, that actually benefits the Mets. Okay. And it's a dome that's hosted neutral site games before. Why are you giving me a look? You don't like Milwaukee?
No, I'm just trying to think of somewhere more convenient.
You think Milwaukee's a dump?
No, I'm just saying.
Who said that recently? Some politician said that.
And
you
might have some Milwaukee Braves fans left that want to go.
You could do Milwaukee.
Back in my day, they were here.
You go neutral side Milwaukee, and I am open to this if Major League Baseball wants to do it, and we'll make sure that the finances work out. You could also bring it back to Citi Field.
Stop.
You could also bring it home here.
Stop.
We'll pay for tickets. All the money goes to the Braves and hurricane relief.
Are the Yankees home this weekend?
Yes,
or in Pittsburgh?
Yes, they
That'd
are.
Be, how about that? Do what? It at Yankee Stadium. Like, well, we won't do it at Citi Field. We'll at least make our fans trek to the Bronx to make it somewhat fair. Imagine that. You clinch a playoff spot, the Mets in Yankee Stadium.
Well, they did do that. It's funny. The Yankees played the Rays at Citi Field. And I think that's the reason they did it, because they didn't want the Yankees to play in their home ballpark, so they moved them over to Citi Field.
Can you imagine?
The Yankees are home, but you could do day-night action. Like, if the Yankees play Saturday at what? No, Saturday doesn't work. Forget it. The idea doesn't
work. And I assume the Yankees would have to agree to that, obviously.
Well, it just doesn't work because they're home.
I know.
But, yeah, these are all the ideas Major League Baseball should be thinking about. Right now, it feels like they're twiddling their thumbs.
They probably are.
Are they?
They have to.
They've
be.
Done nothing so far.
They've announced nothing so far.
Tiki said this, I think, slightly tongue-in-cheek, but why couldn't they just play a doubleheader right now? Like, they're there. It's baseball. Just start playing baseball.
They didn't.
I mean, honestly, you're playing a baseball game. Just start right now. We'll start an hour and finish at 1 a.m. and let's go.
They didn't show enough foresight in this. Jokes aside, like, you need to tell the fans. You got to tell the stadium operators. Like, there's a lot of things that need to happen. But they could have done that, joke aside, yesterday. Like, they could have said, okay, this looks bad. We know Tuesday's beautiful. Or Monday. They could have done it Monday.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying Major League Baseball feels like they're caught with their pants down.
Right.
Because
Monday,
they could have done these
Monday
things. Monday
was off.
Yeah.
Right.
So I don't know how this is going to end. We'll obviously keep an eye on it if Major League Baseball makes any kind of announcement. But today is good to go. Tomorrow and Thursday look absolutely awful. Woody's in Plattsburgh. How you doing, Woody?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey.
Ev, last time we spoke, I was explaining to you how you and I have some common ground on some of your idiosyncrasies. Keith, if you wouldn't mind telling Sean what idiosyncrasies are at the break, that would be very helpful.
I will. I will.
Great, thank you. But Ev, we'll table that for another day. There's too much sports going on.
Yes.
So what I have for you is a nice Rico Bronya production tip.
Oh, okay.
And then three reasons why I'm very excited about the Yankees going into the postseason.
Go ahead.
So here's my production tip, right? So occasionally in the summertime, I'm flipping through my timeline, and I see the Rico thing, and I pop on there, only after losses, of course, just to drink a few tears. And, you know, because I can't help myself. So, but I see, like, you're doing these car things, and I never had popped on there for one of those, you know, because you guys have been winning so much, so I just can't get a good
sure.
A little action, you know, kind of burns me a little bit. But anyway, so I click on there, and here you are. Bro, it looks like you're driving a bus. What are you doing with that camera angle? Are you kidding me?
Is that a
city bus you're driving?
I've thought about, like, installing, like, professional cameras in my car so that the view would look better.
Just get one of those holders.
Yeah, all I've done is I just put my phone on the dash and let it go to work.
I'm a loser.
That's all
mean?
I do.
Like, you know, they have the holders that you can, like, suction to the
dashboard. Oh, holder for the phone.
For the phone, right.
Yeah.
Right, and then you can, it just, like, sits right at you.
Yeah.
It's like eye level. It's perfect.
That's a great idea. I don't know why I haven't thought of that.
Right, Uber drivers all have them.
I used to have one. The reason I don't have one anymore is my Jeep that I drive has CarPlay. And with CarPlay, I never need to display my phone because it goes right onto my screen. So I've just never needed the holder.
Yeah, once you plug it in, it just takes over.
Yeah, it's like magic.
Right.
But I think you're right. I need a phone holder for the next time I do a drive.
You put it on your dash, and it's eye level. People will know you're driving, so you don't have to look at it, but it'll have, like, a good shot of your face.
That's a great idea, T.
You're
How
welcome.
Come you didn't give me that advice in the last 5 months?
Because I didn't know that you did video Ricos.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I only listened to it on the podcast.
That's true. Most people do. But, yes, we do videos now, so you can see me driving from Citi Field. What a disaster.
Findable wherever you get your podcast or on YouTube?
Yes. Either one. Wherever you download your podcast, Rico Bronya, we'll be doing one every night. Until the Mets season ends. That's my declaration. So throughout this regular season, every single night that won last night, we'll keep it going until they get a lead.
This is the Rico Brogna podcast.
Or they win a championship. Can you imagine that championship, Rico Bronya?
Mm.
I am going to be so drunk and I'm going to be crying.
I was going to say, is that necessarily a drunk Rico?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think there's going to be a celebration. Because I've always had this dream that if the Mets win the World Series, it's going to happen on the road.
Mm.
And I'm going to be in some foreign city. And I think a part of that is in 2015, I bought airline tickets to go to Kansas City. Wow. Got it all approved from the radio station where I was going to be doing shows out there. And I was going to game six, and I was going to go to game seven, and it was all set, right? It was all done. I'm going to Kansas City. And that nightmare of not going to Kansas City is still in my head, like, every single day. It's a part of why. You know, I was having this chat with a friend last night about the story of the New York Mets. Like, how perfect would this story be if you could write the storybook? Kind of like how the Giants had a storybook in 2007, capped off by beating the Patriots. And I told him my storybook is San Diego to get revenge. Well, first the Braves, beat up the Braves.
Yep.
San Diego for revenge on 2022. Take your pick on the order, but clearly the Phillies and the Dodgers.
Okay.
The Phillies is city brother rivals. The Dodgers for, you know, our long history with them. And then, believe it or not, and this is where people are going to disagree with me, I want the Royals in the World Series.
Mm.
I need to finish that story and that job from what happened in Kansas City. Like, I was there, man. Yeah, my wife was picking out restaurants.
That's so improbable.
What, the Royals getting in the World Series?
Yes, very.
You know something? You're really special. Because, Tiki, you were out yesterday. We talked about exercising the demons and facing the Yankees.
No, I don't want to face the Yankees.
That's the story, not the dopey Royals. It's the Yankees.
The positive guy's right. You spent all day yesterday saying, who needs, I don't need that revenge, but you need revenge on the Royals?
Yes, I think I do.
No, that's just Royals. Being scared, dude.
I think I do. Well, okay, I'll
you
let
know you what America will do?
I don't care what America does.
Kansas City will do that. They got Patrick Mahomes.
Yes, you're right.
How many?
It's football season. Talking about Royals.
How many New York Yankees from 2000 are on the current New York Yankees? Go ahead.
None.
I'm sorry, is the answer none?
None, yeah.
None. Lugie, how many current Yankees were on the 2000 team?
What do you want, to laugh in Salvador Perez's face?
Yes.
That's the only guy left.
Lugie, he was the World Series MVP.
I know that.
It's not like some schmuck has left. Like, the guy who won the World Series MVP is still there.
Yeah.
It's not as foreign as the 2000 Yankees.
Yeah, but it's not like Eric Hosmer, who's the real heel in that series. It's not like a lot of those guys are there in the core. Maybe we could have that conversation. The story is finished beating the Yankees.
I think on a personal level, like I said to Tiki, I had an airline ticket booked for Kansas City. All I could think about was going to that city, a city I've never been to, and finishing the job and celebrating in that city. And so I admit that's a personal thing.
So why don't you just choose Yankees Mets and then finish your story with flying to the AFC Championship game for Jets Chiefs in Kansas City?
That's actually a really good
idea. Right. And maybe Salvador will be there.
I get to sit next to him.
You're right. And then you can, you know, just talk trash to him.
I have to admit, Sean Morash has said a lot of things on the radio that make me cringe.
That one was pretty genius.
That was actually the most brilliant thing you've ever said.
You get revenge everywhere.
You've solved my issue.
You're welcome.
Get revenge against the team they lost to in 2000, and then just get revenge on the city of Kansas City.
I mean, you've mentioned the flight 15 times. The flight goes there all year round. Go for the Chiefs.
You're right. And celebrating the Jets going to the Super Bowl in Kansas City. I think you nailed it. We're coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. More of your Met calls and Yankee fans. Are you pumped up? Tonight could be your night. You clinch the American League East. Plus, we got a brand new edition of Posted and Toasted coming up in just a few short minutes. That's where we guess the old tweets of some of our fellow FAN coworkers. 2005, Yankees Red Sox, head-to-head, final weekend of the year. Nobody cared about the division. It was back in the day where there was really no penalization for being the wild card team. It didn't matter. Yankees ended up playing the Angels, lost in five. Red Sox ended up playing the White Sox. They lost that series. And the White Sox won the whole damn thing, which is crazy to think about as they sit with 120 losses. We are honoring division championships of past on the eve where the Yankees are a win away from securing their second AL East in the last three seasons. More on that as the show rolls on. Obviously, a lot on the Mets as they get set for the Atlanta series or Atlanta game based on the weather. A lot of football to get to as well, but it is Tuesday, and it's time for another edition of Posted and Toasted.
It's time for Posted and Toasted.
Here's some old tweets from FAN coworkers. Tiki will guess who tweeted it. Are you ready?
I am.
March 7th, 2012.
2012, guys.
Do you think you can judge how good-looking a girl is whom you've never met based solely on her first name?
Any hashtags?
No hashtags.
Okay.
Is that Tommy Lugauer, Tiki Barber, Jerry Recco, or Al Dukes?
I think that's Tommy.
You're wrong.
Dio.
You're wrong.
I don't even think he was an option.
He wasn't. It was Jerry, it was Al, and there was another one.
Okay. Well, the answer is Al Dukes.
Generational talent.
Yeah, and
that's not even interesting from him.
Do you don't think that's it? Well, first of all, is that true? Can you judge the appearance of a girl that you've never met based solely on her first name?
You know any Beatrices you'd like to see in lingerie?
Right, if her name is Cherry, maybe. Right.
Wow, so you guys are just being negative on names.
No.
But it's not positive on names either.
If it's like Dolores or Dottie in this era, you're like, ugh. I don't care if it was your aunt's name. They're probably not going to be hot.
Oh, Dolores from The Real Housewives. She's kind of.
Actually, yeah.
So what are you talking about?
See, you've heard a couple. You're over one. And there's also like a lot of basic names that so many people have that you probably have good and bad experiences with.
Yeah, I just don't think that's true.
Al's tweet.
Yeah, I don't think that's a true tweet.
Yeah, I think that there are guys, like Loogie's a great example of it, who probably thinks it and then turns out to be wrong, yeah. Like 75%.
I definitely think it. The other thing I always thought of is I would never get with a girl that had my mom's name.
Mm. Yeah, that'd be weird.
Beyond weird. So thankfully, because imagine you meet somebody, they have your mom's name, you fall in love with them.
How about your sister's name? Now, you're an only child, you don't count. Sean, do you have a sister?
I have two.
Okay, how about your sister's name?
No, hard pass on Samantha and Sarah.
I agree. What if you met a girl named Rondé, Tiki? What would you do?
Well, I actually have a sister, Krista.
Oh, there you go. How about that?
You do?
Half-sister.
Oh, nice. Oh,
okay. You know the story. Reconnect with my dad, half-brother, yes. Half-sister.
So does that make
She's an ass-kicker. She's awesome.
Does that make it less uncomfortable then?
No.
So it's still pretty damn uncomfortable. It'd still be
weird. Is her name Arch Manning Barber?
All right, here's post number two. This is from April 10th, 2018. John Sterling is going to have to switch Stanton strikeout calls instead of home run calls. Giancarlo, he hit no hit the ball. Is that A, Craig Giannotti, B, Sean Morash, C, Jerry Recco, or D, Evan Roberts?
Let's see.
It's a good one, by the way.
It is. I'm trying to think who would be that, like, jackassery.
Giancarlo, he no hit the bolo.
That's you, Evan.
You're wrong.
Oh, nah, man.
Sean?
You're wrong.
He booed him in his first game.
That's true.
I literally thought that was me.
And what's funny is this post is from April 10th, 2018. It's a week into his Yankee tenure.
That's why I thought it was Sean.
You're wrong.
Game one.
Now it's Gio. Greg,
get me out of here.
Really?
Yeah, Gio had that one. You kind of jealous?
Why did he care so much?
Well, he cares because he's a sports talk host, but it's funny.
I feel like I verbally made that joke, so it's so weird that wasn't me.
You thought that was you.
Maybe he stole it.
It's distinctly possible.
Interesting. Mm. All right, how about this post? This is May 17th, 2020, 9:48, and I've already watered the plants, hung our new bird feeder, installed new propane tank for grill, and prepped garage floor for power wash. This coffee tastes great. Have an awesome Sunday, everybody. Is that
what?
Is that Tiki Barber?
That is definitely not me. I've never hung a bird feeder.
Is that Jerry Recco? Is that Brandon Tierney?
Oh, it's BT.
Or is that? Are you just closing it down?
It's BT.
Soft to hard.
You are correct. You're doing very well.
I can tell.
I wouldn't. I would not have guessed that.
I would have.
Like the descriptive thing that he did on a Sunday.
But that's the descriptive stuff that he cares about. It's like the thing for his house. Like he's obsessed with his lawn.
See, I didn't know that.
Like there he's you go. Obsessed with like the little things.
Interesting. Sean, how many of those things have you done? Let's start with watered the plants.
Yep.
You've done that. Every day I do the same.
Okay. One for one. Have you ever hung a new bird feeder?
Never. No, I took down my kids.
You took down your kids' bird feeder.
They hung a bird feeder. I took it down.
Have you ever installed a new propane tank for a grill?
Yeah, by the way, that's not splitting an atom.
Nobody's saying it is. And have you prepped a garage floor for a power wash?
No, I power wash, but never prepped the garage floor for it.
And does coffee taste great?
I hate coffee.
There you go. All right, here's your final one. Give you a sports one. I know people like the sports ones, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
July 8th, 2021. I will never understand how anyone who has actually watched Edwin Diaz since he's been a Met, thinks he's good. LOL. I'm so sick of talking about it. It's not even my opinion. It's a fact. He's been horrible at closing out baseball games as a Met. Fact. Is that Evan Roberts?
Evan Roberts.
Sal Licata.
And Sal Licata.
Both of us. Tommy Lugauer or Greg Tommy Giannotti?
Too. Not Gio.
Not Gio.
So
Gio, I mean, Gio doesn't care enough about the Mets.
I'm going to say that's you.
You're wrong.
How is it not you?
Because it's Sal.
Sal Licata.
It's not me. I think that it sounds like me in a lot of ways. I don't know if I would have thrown in the LOL, I'm so sick of talking about it.
Yeah.
That's not me.
Right, you're right. Now that I think about it, yeah, I can't ever see you say that.
Yeah. But
you love to talk about it.
Yeah.
He lives for it. Yeah.
I live for it.
Exactly.
I do random Ricos to talk about it. I think that there were a lot of Met fans who shared that sentiment that Sal had. And here we are. It's been 3 years since that tweet was issued. 3 years later.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would ask every Met fan, I'd ask Sal himself, do you trust Edwin Diaz? And Edwin Diaz has given you like this weird history as a Met. He got off to a terrible start. This season, there's been some bad moments, but he's recovered in such a big way. Getting that six-out save Sunday night against Philly.
Yeah.
Getting the multiple out or multiple inning save on Saturday. So he did it in back-to-back days. Like, there is a level of trust that Edwin Diaz has earned from all of us. It doesn't mean he's perfect. It doesn't mean it would stun me if he blew tonight's game. Like, it could happen. But he has certainly come a long way since that tweet and that sentiment that a lot of Met fans had.
I have another Met quirk I just saw online I think is interesting.
Of course, go ahead.
Okay. Mets win tonight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say the weather does shift and they get a doubleheader in tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mets win day game. Can't celebrate with champagne.
What? Why can't you celebrate with champagne? Oh, because you got to play later?
You got to play. Oh,
And then if you lost the night game and clinch, can you really go back to the locker room and pop champagne?
Yeah, no, I think you can. I think that's what you would do, wouldn't you? That's exactly what you would do. See, when the Mets clinched.
Yeah, but then it's late.
What was wrong with late? The Phillies were partying all night last night.
No, you scramble to the airport because you got to get out ahead of a hurricane.
Right. Yeah, I think you're right that you can't.
They're screwed.
No celebration?
No celebration.
No, there will be a celebration.
No, there won't be.
On the airplane. Oh, that's not good enough for you?
How boring is that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. This just came up, and it was sent to me. I have to give you a bonus posted and toasted.
Oh,
you ready for this bonus edition? You don't have to play the music or the shtick. It's okay. June 8th, 2023. The Braves are miles ahead of the Mets. Stop me if you've heard this before. Who do you think said that?
2023.
Yeah. Tommy, you have a guess?
I sure do. It's going to be me.
Tommy Lugauer, ladies and gentlemen.
That was, of course, negative Tommy. Why am I always the bonus one? Yes, that was me.
Okay, you want another bonus one?
Yeah, but a year ago, that was probably not far from the truth.
That negative Tommy also had a very negative viewpoint on the Mets.
But that was real a year ago.
That was very real.
Yeah, I don't think you have to necessarily apologize for that. But I get it. You want a bonus one. Can I give you another bonus one?
Go ahead, sport.
September 8th, 2019. Josh Allen is making them long for Nathan Peterman.
Oh, I know who this is.
Hold on. For Nathan Peterman.
Josh Allen is making them long for Nathan Peterman.
Wait, somebody said that the Bills would long for Nathan Peterman after watching Josh Allen
play? That's right. Play the dramatic music. I'll give Tiki some choices. Are you ready?
And I have the drop of that individual ready to go.
Okay. Let's go. Allen is making them long for Nathan Peterman. Option number one, Craig Carton.
Mm.
Option number two, Ed Coleman. Option number three, Christopher Mad Dog Russo. Or option number four, Mike Francesa.
That's Francesa.
You're boring me to tears with this. I'm sorry. I can't go on.
Yeah, that is correct. Mike Francesa.
It had to be.
Josh Allen is making them long for Nathan Peterman. He looked good last night. Ugh.
Dude, their team is ridiculous.
The Jags might be longing for Nathan Peterman.
Well, I think that's the other aspect of this. There's two aspects as a Jet fan, and obviously the Giants were impacted by last night, too, which we'll get into. The Buffalo Bills look legit. This idea that losing Stephon Diggs was going to kill this team.
And no.
It hasn't happened. In fact, it almost looks like Josh Allen is liberated because he doesn't have to rely on that one wide receiver who needs to be targeted 60% of the time.
Right. So you guys know what EPA is, expected points added. It's like per play.
Oh, yeah. Study it all the time.
Right, whatever. It is what it is. Yeah. So they measure this per play and they aggregate it all.
Mm-hmm.
The Buffalo Bills have an offensive total EPA from their three games of 40.43.
Crazy.
The only team that's better, interestingly enough, and I think this is because of last night only, is the Commanders.
Yeah.
Because they scored on every single possession. But what makes the Bills so much different than every other team is that their defensive EPA total is almost 33.
Yeah.
So every play that they make, offensively and defensively, is adding positively towards total points added.
I don't want to shortchange anything the Buffalo Bills have done, because they are 3-0. They're scoring 35 points a game.
Right.
They've only turned the ball over once. They have been amazing. So there is no shade coming from me.
But
they are about to go on a three-game road trip.
Mm-hmm.
They're about to take on the Baltimore Ravens. Let's see how they do.
Right.
They're then going to play the Houston Texans. Let's see how they do. And then their road trip ends on a Monday night at MetLife Stadium against Aaron Rodgers, Sauce Gardner, and the New York Jets. Let's see how they do.
Right.
They are off to a great start.
Yeah, they
give them all the flowers. Right. They're about to be tested.
They played Arizona at home, at Miami, and that was a Tua game.
They did kick the Dolphins' ass long before Tua got hurt, to
right.
be fair.
They were kicking his butt regardless.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Still, whatever.
Yeah.
And then Jacksonville, who can't get out of their own way right now.
And I think the other lesson Sean Conn alluded to it is that Trevor Lawrence looks broken. And for everyone who lectured me, you being one of them, Sean, that I was wrong as a Jet fan to want my team to win games because how could we miss on Trevor Lawrence? It's a reminder that even when you're tanking for somebody, someone as sure a thing as Trevor Lawrence, you have no idea.
Yeah, but there's been moments where he's looked great. Like they didn't pay him $270 million guaranteed for no reason. He was great in two seasons ago.
Led one of the most epic playoff comebacks of all time.
Right, but what he got a concussion last year, and he was not this, and has not been the same since.
He's gone backwards.
It's decisions,
yep.
It's confidence, it's something feels a little off.
No question about it.
So, but it's hard to like stick it on him being bustish because he's not even close to that, but something does feel a little off.
Bill is in West Hempstead. What's up, Bill?
Yeah, hi, Evan. He's a big fan of the show.
Thank you, man.
Thank Tommy for putting me on. Before I get to my Lindor point, I want to thank Tiki for back in 2013. We both got to a pay and park spot on Hudson, and we both were courteous to each other. And I'm like, Tiki? And you go, yeah. Can I get a picture? You go, sure. Very cool.
There
thank you,
go.
You for that.
You're very welcome.
All right. As far as before I get to Lindor, one more point. Tampa and Texas, they're both away. Those stadiums are available, though the storm's coming up through Tampa. So Texas is an option. As far as Lindor, what I heard in his clip was his back bending over. So that tells me that he's concerned about playing the field.
Right.
So I think about it as him being an option as a DH if he can swing either side of the plate. So I think that's what he's got to find out. If he can do that, I'm all in as him being a DH.
I think we would all sign for that. Like, even getting
it's an interesting observation. He's right.
Like, do you think that would be the thing, that defense may be harder to do right now?
I mean, just think of how hard it is to play short, middle, infield.
Yeah.
Short stop. You're bending, you're diving, you're reaching. Like, all these things that are not naturally, like, easy. Like, it takes some body contortion to do that stuff. But standing and swinging, it's more linear, right? It's more, you know, easier to, I think, protect your back, I guess is the best way to put about it, to think about it. But when you're playing short, you got to go get it.
Yeah.
Right? You're not just, that one's too far up the hole. I can't get to that one. You got to go put some effort into it.
Yeah.
So it makes sense what he's suggesting.
Francisco Lindor is not in the lineup tonight. We do have the rest of the Met lineup, which we will get to.